When did you start working in the mine?
On January 17, 1938.
What was your job?
Well, now, I was a trammer.
What was your pay?
Oh, big money, wonderful big money. It was 32 cents an hour. And we brought home $19.20 for a 6-day week.
Did other people in your family work in the mine?
Yes, yeah. Most of my father and brothers. Yeah, my father was he came here as an engineer in 1917. And he was manager of Dominion side. There were two companies here, see? Dominion and the Scotia.
Were there boys working in mines when you worked there?
Pardon?
Were there boys in mines when you worked there?
No, you had to be 18 years of age.
What work did the boys do?
They carried water to the men and ran messages and did odd jobs of teaming the horse and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. How many boys worked in the mine?
Yeah, I'd say there's a couple of hundred boys.
Were the conditions safe for the boys, on top and bottom?
Yeah, they're pretty well looked after. You know, the adults looked after the young fellows. There was only one boy, 14 years of age. Seems like he got caught up with the cars when I rode along.
How much did the boys get paid?
10 cents an hour.
What could they buy out of that money?
Well, everything was really cheap at that time. Pound of sugar, I think, was 3 cents, and the chocolate bar was 1 cent. And there were no soft drinks at that time.
Do you remember any stories about boys working down in the mine?
Well, I'll tell you, they used to team the horses, and they were working. The fellows, the young fellows that had the horses, they really loved them. We used to bring down stuff to feed them and really look after them. And the horses knew it, you know, and they'd see them coming.
Did the boys work during the school year?
Well, the period that we're talking about was only one school in the island. That was around 1900. That's what happened when the mine shut down, 1966. Very few people had education. Because they had no chance. No chance when they were young. Well, when a man got killed in the mines at that time, he was thought not him. You know, there was no compensation, no IC or, you know, social service or anything that we have today. So the widow was left with children, many in that large family. So the boys, 9 and 10, had to go to work, either pick and lock off the belt. A slow belt, and the boys used to go on each side and they pick up the rock and pick it down in the chute. So that's the reason that a lot of them, they had to go there.
When did the boys stop working in the mine?
Well, the law was passed in Nova Scotia in 1923, and there was no, you had to be 18 years of age before you worked even around the mines, even on the surface.
How big was the mine?
I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to believe it. But it came up the other day at a meeting, and you could fit St. John's down in the mine, 10 miles square. And that's what the engineer came up with. He said you can fit the whole of St. John's and put it right down in the mine there and you wouldn't see it. So it's 10 miles by 10 miles.
Would that be bigger than Belle Isle?
Oh yeah, we're only 3 miles by 9 miles.
How could the mine be bigger than St. John's, and St. John's is bigger than Belle Island? Or did the mine get around Belle Island?
No, all the mines is out under the ocean, see? 3 miles out, right out under that. And 3 miles that way and 3 miles this way, see? So there's no mines on Belle Island, so.
And that's why there was water just being in the mine?
Yeah. The mine is flooded down the now, see?
Do you think the mine will open again?
No, that came up the other day at a meeting. There's a figure on 10 billion tons down there. Yes, down there. There's 50 million tons just of pillars, just to keep up the ground, 50 million tons. So they figure on someday they're going to mine it, they're going to have to come back and mine it. Or it'll be a different, you know, situation. Talking about going down and, for a truck, you know, big trucks. Now, the next one, the Hopedale number 2 mine open for visitors. And you go down 700 feet, and they got a barn built down there. They're hoping to have a little pony down there, a live pony. And this crowd from St. John, they put off a play here last year, Light is called it. So they're going down and put off a couple of plays.
What happened if there was an explosion? What would happen to the ponies?
There was one explosion down number 6 and the horses just took off. But they had wonderful foresight by the horses. If there was any danger at all, they wouldn't move. And number 2, that's the mine that's opening now. That was the only one that had ponies, because the seam was low, and there was only small cars for the men to load.
When did the mine go?
June the 30th, 1966. Mm-hmm.